It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. The people of Illinois have spoken, and what's old is new again. Illinoisans, or at least a plurality of the people who voted in our flag contest, say no to a new state flag, or at least no to the 10 designs put up for a vote by the State Flag Commission. No, the voters said, the current flag is adequate. With that in mind, this saga is not over yet. The Flag Commission itself will prepare and deliver a report to the Illinois General Assembly, and lawmakers themselves will have the final say on an Illinois state flag. And so for the rest of the hour, we are joined once again by Ted Kaye, Secretary of the North American Vexillological Association, although he's going to be speaking with us in his personal capacity. Ted, welcome back to the 21st show. And Ted, you might be muted. Hopefully you're still with us. We're also joined by Will Stevens today, the mayor of Murfreesboro, Illinois. More to the point for our conversation, he is a member of the Illinois Flag Commission. Will, welcome to you.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
And listeners, you can join us today at 800-222-9455, although it's going to have to be quick because we don't have much time left in the hour today. But what did you think of the designs? Let us know, 800-222-9455. All right, Ted Kaye, as the as one of the foremost experts on flag design in the world, what do you make of the fact that a majority of people who voted in this, maybe a majority of Illinoisans, I guess we don't really know, but they want to stick with the current seal on a bedsheet flag?
Well, it's not a majority. It was a plurality. It was only 43% voted to keep the new flag. And I think there were several challenges with the survey. The first is it probably should have asked people to rate the designs on a 0 to 10 scale rather than just asking people to pick one. And second, since voting multiple times may be an Illinois tradition, allowing a vote every day makes it nearly impossible to know what the people really wanted. And third, as you alluded to this, the most important question didn't get asked clearly. Should Illinois have a new flag or not? That's critical information to be able to move forward and should have been asked before running a design competition. But that 43% voted to keep the flag is not a surprise as the largest number. If there were 12 other flags in contention. So the other flags split the vote, but changing the flag actually got 57% of the vote.
Yeah, that's good. A good point. And if you look at the entirely new designs, it was 52%. So not counting the two other historic flags that were thrown into the mix. Will Stevens, let me bring you into the conversation now. And I guess just as a baseline, how did you come to be a part of this flag commission here in Illinois?
Whenever I heard that there was going to be this flag commission, I noticed that there was various people going to be appointed by various, whether it was the head of the Senate or head of the House and various other agencies. And so I just reached out via email to my state senator here in Southern Illinois and said, you know, if there's nobody going to be serving or if they're looking for someone to serve on this commission, I'd be happy to fill one of these appointments. It looked like something that would just be interesting, not something that is considered very often. And so, frankly, months went by and I hadn't heard anything. And then I just thought that someone else had been appointed. And then I got an email asking me if I was still interested. So that's how that came to be.
What do you think of the current flag design? Are you one of the people who thinks, you know, looks at the city of Chicago flag or what Minnesota's done, Utah, some of the other states that have gotten new flags? Do you think Illinois could stand to improve in general?
Well, I wasn't dead set against adopting a new flag. Of course, I wanted to see what the options were, but you know, as the process went along, I became more enamored with the current flag maybe than, you know, I was before, having never really thought about the concept. And I think one thing that I hear a lot of talk about a seal on a bedsheet, and that being the description of the Illinois flag, but I think that the Illinois seal itself is better just in and of itself than a lot of other state seals. A lot of other state seals are sort of these cartoon caricatures of livestock or people or whatever, and when the flag is flown, they become unrecognizable even as to what they are, but the Illinois seal is very clearly and distinctly an eagle. And so I don't think that it loses its symbolism or the ability to identify it when flown. And in fact, I think in some ways the eagle kind of comes to life whenever it is flown. And, you know, if you want to extend that metaphor, the water of Lake Michigan and the grassy plains, to some extent, although a lesser extent, I guess, would as well. So I kind of think that the Illinois flag currently, while certainly I thought maybe could be improved, I came into things with an open mind. When I compared it to other seals, I thought that it was a better flag than maybe the rap that it had been given.
Hmm. Well, Ted, I will direct listeners to our previous conversations on this, where we went into some detail about the current Illinois flag. Our time is so tight. I don't know if you just want to briefly talk about how you know, with your vexillological principles and as the author of the booklet Good Flag, Bad Flag, see Illinois' flag. But I do also, I know you skim through many of the, 4,000 plus new designs, maybe a third of those, I think. So, you know, just what you thought of those as well.
Well, I'll make several points. Illinois' state flag is probably one of the better ones with a seal on it, but those are consistently ranked at the bottom of state flags. In fact, if you have to write the name of your state on your flag, then your symbolism has failed. And writing the name of the state means that on the back, it's on the front, it says Illinois, and on the back, it says Cyanilly. So a good path forward would be to look at ways to simplify and simplify the flag, stylize the eagle, perhaps put some vertical stripes on it. That was one of the versions that was proposed. So there's a path forward in simplifying the current state flag, and that might make more people happy than completely changing it. Of the designs that were submitted, you know, it's very typical to have a large number of designs submitted, but only a small fraction actually be really effective designs as flags. And the key idea of a design of a flag is that the fundamental purpose of a flag is signaling at a distance. You need to be able to make out what's on the flag when it's flapping in the breeze a long way away, and then you need to be able to remember what it represents. And only the simplest designs do that. Of the thousands that were submitted, I'd say about 5% should advance to the next level, and I think that's what the commission did. I believe that all 10 of the designs that the commission selected could be improved, and that's something that it could still be on the table as they advance. I'll let you ask your next question.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. How did you and the other commissioners wade through these literally? I mean, now, some of them had, I guess there was a goblin, the cartoon character Bluey, so maybe we can, you know, discount some percentage of them as being sort of silly submissions. But how did you wade through them to get it down to 10?
Well, you're right that there were like 4,900 submissions, and probably 2,000 of those were sincere efforts by school kids, but probably couldn't be seriously considered because it might just be scribbling or a lightning bolt on a green background or something. And then there were a bunch that were satire. I would guess that maybe 800 of the 4,900 could have been seriously considered. And the way that we went through them was each member of the commission basically got to select 10 flags that they wanted to advance to consideration to the full group. And then we met, and as a group, each one of those flags was put up on a screen, and each flag that had been advanced by the individual members had to have at least five advocates, basically. At least five out of the group had to say, yes, I think that's good, and it would then move forward to the next round. And then we, you know, continued that process until such time as we had narrowed it down to the ones that eventually came, you know, out to the public. And I think one other thing I'd mention just about the ones that were submitted, one thing the commission didn't want to do was advance flags that were going to be too regional. We wanted the designs to go forward to, in some way, be a statewide thing. And so a lot of flags had the city of Chicago skyline or were some takeoff of the Chicago flag. And, that kind of cut the number down too, because we didn't want any flag that's supposed to represent the whole state to be too regional in nature.
And Ted, you mentioned that last time that you thought the Chicago Stars, even on some of the finalists, were still too regional, maybe because that may divide downstaters. I want to share an email we got from Allison in Urbana who said, "In my opinion, the alternative flag designs were not too good. That's why I voted for the old design, improved the design, and I think people would be open to change it." And Ted, I guess that gets at the point you were making earlier, which is like maybe this was, I don't know, not necessarily the most, I don't want to put too judgmental a word on it, but if you're looking to gather information, should there be a new flag? Should there not be a new flag? And then proceed from there. I don't know how other states have approached that.
Oh, they indeed. The other states that have changed their flags generally have made that decision. We're going to change the flag. Georgia, Mississippi, Minnesota, even to an extent, Utah have made that decision and then proceeded to conduct a competition and a way of developing concepts that can eventually end up with a great new flag. I think a great state deserves a great flag, and Illinois deserves a great flag. I think you could start with the current flag and put those red and blue stripes, vertical stripes on either side, stylize the eagle, and you might have a great design there. But I think the commission was hamstrung by a process that didn't advance it to success as easily as other processes might have. I think they did a great job given the hand that they were dealt, and I'm hoping that this is not the end of the process, but the end of the first chapter in the process, and that the General Assembly will take the report from the Commission, which includes, I think, some advice from members of NAVA, where NAVA, NAVA.org, and will continue the conversation in Illinois. I think the most important thing to know, though, is that 57% of people voted for something other than the current state flag. And that gives the political elected folks some support in advancing this cause further.
Will Stevens, we're short on time. What's next for you and the members, other members of the commission here?
I think the commission has largely wrapped up the work that we were tasked to do. The report will be sent to the General Assembly, I think, this next week, and then they'll, undertake their process. I know the Secretary of State, of course, has had a large voice in this process as well, and I see from his social media activity that he seems to believe that the current state flag is, the way to go. And I've seen some other members of the General Assembly sort of say the same thing based upon the results of the survey. So, I'm not sure where the commission goes from here. If there's another, consideration of this, if a new commission will be formed, or how that will work. But I think that the commission that I'm serving on is probably completed the work that we were tasked to do.
All right. Well, it's been an interesting process, and as we heard, maybe one that is not over yet. Will Stevens is the mayor of Murfreesboro, Illinois, and was a member of the Illinois Flag Redesign Commission. Ted Kaye is one of the world's foremost experts in flag design. He compiled the booklet Good Flag, Bad Flag. He's also the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. Ted and Mayor Stevens, thank you for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow, the Federal Department of Education plays a major role in learning for children with disabilities. We'll talk about what that work looks like and what the Trump administration's attempts to eliminate the department could mean for students, teachers, schools, and families who rely on those supports. That's all coming up tomorrow on the 21st show, which is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Kahn. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. You can visit our website, 21stshow.org. All the ways to contact us are there. Email address, voicemail line, social media. Again, 21stshow.org. You can also find our past programs and links to subscribe to our podcasts, or just look us up on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you listen. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.